Good morning. I would like to call to order the 2023 Annual Meeting of Stockholders of IES Holdings, Inc. I am Jeff Gendell, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of IES. Thank you for attending our meeting. As our first order of business, I would like to introduce the other members of our board who have joined us on this call: Jennifer Baldock, Todd Cleveland, David Gendell, Joe Koshkin, and Elizabeth Lykum. I would also like to introduce Matt Sims, our Chief Operating Officer, Tracy McLauchlin, our Senior Vice President, Chief Financial Officer, and Treasurer, and Mary Newman, our General Counsel and Corporate Secretary, who is also acting as Secretary of this meeting. Mary has with her the complete listing of stockholders of record as of December 27, 2022, the record date for this meeting. Finally, I would like to introduce Andy Pritchett of the accounting firm of Ernst & Young LLP, our independent accountants, and Natalie Hairston of American Election Services, LLC, who has been appointed Inspector of the Election of this meeting and has signed the oath of office, which will become part of the records of the meeting. Broadridge Financial Solutions has furnished a certificate that holders of more than a majority of the shares of common stock entitled to vote are present in person or by proxy, and we therefore have a quorum. That certificate will be placed in the records. As you all know, this is a virtual-only stockholders meeting. If you are a stockholder as of the record date, you may vote during the meeting today by online ballot. It is now 10:02 Central Time on February 23, 2023, and the polls for each matter to be voted on at this meeting are now open. The first item of business is to vote upon each of our director nominees to serve on the company's board until the annual stockholders meeting to be held in 2024 and until their successors have been elected and qualified. Second is to ratify the appointment by the Audit Committee of the Board of Directors of Ernst & Young LLP as the company's independent public accountants for the fiscal year ending September 30, 2023. Third is to approve by advisory vote the compensation of the company's named executive officers. Fourth is to approve by advisory vote the frequency of the stockholders' advisory vote on the compensation of the company's named executive officers. We will now proceed to vote upon these proposals. Each common share is entitled to one vote on the directors previously noted, as well as on the other proposals I mentioned. It is now 10:04 Central Time, and I declare the polls open and ask the Inspector of Election to canvass the vote. I'm sure that most of you have already signed and submitted a proxy. If you have voted online or by telephone or have submitted a signed proxy in advance of the meeting, your vote on the matters presented here will be cast by the proxy committee in accordance with your instructions, and you need not vote now. It is now 10:06 Central Time, and the polls are declared closed. The inspector has tabulated the votes, and here is a preliminary report on the voting results. The proposal to elect Ms. Baldock, Ms. Lykum, Mr. Cleveland, Mr. David Gendell, Mr. Jeff Gendell, and Mr. Koshkin to the board of directors each received more than a majority of the total common shares voted at the meeting. I therefore declare that these individuals have been duly elected to the board. The proposal to ratify Ernst & Young LLP as the company's independent public accountants for the fiscal year 2023 received more than a majority of the total shares voted at the meeting. I therefore declare this proposal adopted. The proposal to approve by advisory vote the compensation of the company's named executive officers received more than a majority of the total shares voted at the meeting. I therefore declare this proposal adopted. The frequency of 1 year on the proposal to approve by advisory vote the frequency of the stockholders' advisory vote on the compensation of the company's named executive officers received more than a majority of the total shares voted at the meeting. I therefore declare the proposal of 1 year with respect to proposal four adopted. The final results of voting, including any ballots or proxies recorded during this meeting, will be set forth in the final report of the Inspector of Election. I ask Mary to submit the final report and to file it with the records of the meeting. The final results will also be included in a final report on Form 8-K to be filed with the SEC. Since there is no further business to come before this meeting is adjourned. Thank you for attending.